Senator Warner has put forward a bill co-sponsored by Republican Marco Rubio, known as Know Before You Go, that would create a user-friendly database to let students and parents know how much college will cost, how much debt they will incur, how long it will take to repay, as well as what the chances are for finding employment in their chosen field. Warner says if the problem is not addressed, student debt will lead to the next national fiscal crisis.
Housing is 20% of the economy, and while the housing market is recovering, it's not recovering at the speed which we had expected 5 years ago, and I believe a lot of this is due to the fact that students are ending up with so much debt. Student debt in our country right now is more than $1 trillion. There's more student debt than there is credit card debt. Kids coming out with $40,000, $50,000 of debt means they can't start a business, means they have to put off buying a home, and I think it has economic implications that, frankly, we've not fully thought through. And it's going to have dramatically bad effects on all of the economy, even those of us who are way beyond college. As a country, over the last 20 years, we've cut back on aid to higher education, and we've made up for it with more debt. At some point, that equation is coming to an end, and we're going to have to look at ways that we can drive down the overall cost of higher education and also find ways to bring down this debt burden.
Tom Kramer, executive director of the student advocacy group Virginia 21, says the problem of student debt is more pervasive than most realize.
It does not just impact the students that are borrowing the money. If you think about it long term, the students that are not buying homes, not buying cars, not starting businesses because they're tied down, they have less flexibility. That's going to have a long-term impact on generations of people before us that are going to want to retire that have less productive retirement packages because we weren't as productive. A part of being able to take risks is actually to go back and go to graduate school to get even more education to be more economically productive. What has made student debt such a good investment up until now is the ability to get a good job. Student debt is not a good investment if you can't get a job that helps you responsibly pay back your loans. As soon as that happens, people are going to stop going to college. When people stop going to college and stop going to graduate school, we become necessarily less productive because we're not getting the jobs that generations before us had. We're not taking the risks that generations before us did. So I've heard Republicans and Democrats say to us that if you want to know what a government's priorities are, you look at where it spends its money. Education is increasingly shrinking as a portion of, you know, the federal and state government's budgets. If elected officials want to tackle this problem, they'd also fix our fiscal house.
Kara Cederbaum is an eighth grade government teacher for Richmond Public Schools. During her graduate studies at VCU, she took out $40,000 in student loans that she's still paying off. She says the economy is not prepared for the long-term effects of our increasing reliance on student debt.
When you are in your 20s and early 30s and you're in a limbo period of never saving and always paying back, that's going to do something to the economy, and they're going to feel it. Places that, you know, banks, anything. We're looking at least a generation, if not two, of people that really might not be able to get into a home until they're close to 40, if not older.
Warner's bill also includes refinancement options for those with existing student debt and expanded opportunities for dual enrollment programs so that high school seniors can receive college credit for advanced placement courses. Craig Carper, WCVE News.